back here at Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. If you've had trouble getting in, we've cleared some lines. You won't get a busy signal. The number's 1-888-767-4348. Let's get back to Ken. Calling from Cave Creek. Good morning, Ken. How are you this fine Saturday morning?
Good morning. Sorry about that before. I couldn't figure out my smartphone.
No worries. I empathize with you. Absolutely.
I can hear you. Yeah. Anyway, you mentioned a garage threshold because the guy had water problems. Would that also keep dust out? Help?
Ken, it helps. It does it a lot better than just the rubber grommet on the bottom of the door itself. But I can't call it dust proof. Okay.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. But is that simple to do? Can I do it myself? And can I buy it at a big box store or someplace?
You know, Ken, it's about 4 inches wide, and it's mm-hmm. a rubber bulb that glues down onto the concrete.
Okay.
And you close the door. You chalk a line where the door is,
yeah.
and then you use
right.
that as a guide to apply this. And they're fairly simple. Now, whether or not you can get them at Home Depot or Lowe's, I don't know. But let me give you this phone number.
Okay.
602-678-1089. And that is the number to the Rosie Certified Garage Door Service Company, A Authentic. And I know you can get it from them, and they've installed a few. They can even give you a couple tips on how to get it down and keep it down.
Is it, Ken,
is it raw concrete, or have you epoxy coated your floor?
No, it's just concrete.
Okay, all right. Hey, I let you ask the question before I asked you if you wanted to play Jeopardy. You going to play Jeopardy with us?
I want to play.
Okay, you've got Phil at 90 points. You got a
ways. Pressure.
You got some pressure on.
No pressure.
We have the solar industry at 10, 20, or 30. We got air conditioning at only 30 is available. And then miscellaneous for 30 as well. Okay, which would you like?
Let me go for the simple one, the solar one, the lower one.
Okay. Well, you're going to be glad you went for this one. In the solar industry, which is the best directions for solar panels to face?
South.
There you go. Okay. There's 10 for Ken. Would you
By the way, I super cool my house now.
And you do super cool your house. You've adopted that tactic.
Works. It works.
It does
It definitely
work.
Works.
We've gotten so many
my
emails.
My AC doesn't come on. My AC doesn't come on until 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
You know, it's one of those tactics that we came up with the help of our friend Steve Kep at Advanced Home Systems. And he has a computer that does it automatically for you. But you can do it manually if you want to. And I can't tell you the number of people that have written us with 20 and 30 and 35, 40% savings on their summer electric bills.
Yeah. I just turned it down to 68 on my way out the door. And at 9 o'clock, it shuts off.
There you go. Okay, very good.
It's free.
Thanks for letting us know. All right, we're going to go to the next question on solar, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. Solar for 30. Utility companies, this is a true false, utility companies are no longer offering incentives.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah, it's true. You're exactly right. All right.
Okay.
There you go. Let's go.
You skipped over solar for 20, so give him that one.
Solar for 20. Let's see. Is it worth it to overgenerate electricity? Let's see. Wait. Am I reading that right?
I guess we should have talked through our questions. If you overgenerate electricity, will the power company buy back enough to make that worth your while? Should your goal be as a homeowner to overgenerate electricity so you have it to sell back to the company, yes or no?
No.
Very good.
Okay, very good. I then have to take you into...
Nothing's free.
Nothing's free, that's right. Then I'm going to take you in the miscellaneous category, and we're only going to have time for one last question, so we're going to go to 30, miscellaneous for 30. What is the only way to soften water? You have to use a certain... chemical. What is the only way to truly soften water?
Oh, geez.
What is the chemical? What is the product? The
yeah. I don't know. I would just say salt. I don't know.
You're right. You're exactly right. We get a lot of we get a lot of companies that advertise that they can soften water, salt free, and that really isn't true. You can't. So boy, we've got another Ken and Phil have really swept the boards here at 90 points each. Ken, hang on a little second, and we'll finish getting your information because we've got to get you some prizes, I think. And we'll be back 10 o'clock talking duct tape. Y'all stay tuned.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.